dying, Christ destroyed our death. Rising, Christ restored our life. Christ will come again in glory. As in baptism, surely Spivey put on Christ. So in Christ may surely be clothed with glory. Here and now, dear friends, we are God's children. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Those who have this hope purify themselves as Christ is pure. Blessed be the God who consoles us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to console those who are in any affliction with the consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the resurrection, and I am life, and those who believe in me, even though they die, yet shall they live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. He said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I hold the keys of hell and death. Because I live, you shall live also. Friends and family of Shirley Spivey, we are gathered here to praise God today and to witness to our faith as we celebrate the life of our beloved Shirley Spivey. We come together in grief, acknowledging our human loss, and may God grant us grace that in pain we may find comfort, in sorrow hope, and in death resurrection. And at this time, we're going to hear one of Shirley's favorite hymns, sung by Dean Kernan, In the Garden.
Voice to me is calling. Lord be with you.
Let us pray together this unison prayer in your bulletin. Eternal God, we praise you for the great company of all those who have finished their course in faith and now rest from their labor. We praise you for those dear to us whom we name in our hearts before you. Especially we praise you for Shirley, whom you have graciously received into your presence. To all of these, grant your peace. Let perpetual light shine upon them. And help us so to believe where we have not seen, that your presence may lead us through our years and bring us at last with them into the joy of your home, not made with hands, but eternal in the heavens, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we'll continue to worship God as we listen to Dean and Lindy Kernan sing another of Shirley's favorite hymns, The Old Rugged Cross.
Now hear the word of our Lord from the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. For everything there is a season, and a time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. And I invite you to stand, or as you're able, or in your hearts, for the gospel reading. This is from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 to 6, 18 to 19, and 25 to 27. And these are the words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the place to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us say, thanks be to God. You may be seated. On behalf of the Spivey family, I want to thank you for being here today, for your presence, and for your friendship and your love for Shirley and for her family. Also want to thank on behalf of the family to thank the Knoxville Nursing Home, and as well as the hospice and Hinchcliffe, Pearson, and West Funeral Home for their services today, and the Alpha United Methodist Church for hosting. Thank you for being here. Mrs. Shirley J. Spivey, 92, of Knoxville, formerly of Alpha, died at 10:45 p.m. Sunday, January 27, 2019, at Knox County Nursing Home. She was surrounded by her sons, Blaine and Kevin, with her daughter-in-law, Janice Spivey. Shirley was born May 10, 1926, to Clarence and Edna Loveridge in Alexis, Illinois, and she graduated from Alexis High School. She married Richard Spivey December 24, 1945, and he died too soon in March 1977. She survived by three sons, Blaine and his wife Sharon Spivey of Galesburg, Alan and his wife Linda Spivey of Winters, Texas, and Kevin and Janice Spivey of Woodhall, Illinois, and nine grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, and her beloved dog, Bubba. Did Bubba make it today? He was welcome if he was going to come. Shirley was a cook for the Alwood Elementary School for many years before owning and operating Shirley's Shop until her retirement. How many of you shopped at Shirley's Shop? I learned that she loved baking cookies, oatmeal raisin cookies, and pies, and German chocolate cake with coconut frosting, and of course, her famous cream puffs. She was the best cook I've heard. At Christmas time, I heard she would take cookies to her neighbors and even her mailman. And she was a lifelong, avid Chicago Cubs and Chicago Bears fan. She was an enthusiastic Fighting Illini sports fan as well. She loved to go out and cheer on the kids at the Alwood basketball and volleyball games. And she was a loyal member of the Alpha United Methodist Church her whole adult life. She attended worship regularly and served in ministry as a Sunday school teacher. And she would often go to church in her later years with her daughter-in-law, Janice. Shirley certainly loved her Savior and her Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? And she had a picture of Da Vinci's Last Supper painting hanging on her wall at home, too. And one time when she was in the nursing home, Kevin and Janice were with her. And Shirley started to say, I got to go. I got to go for supper at 5 o'clock. I got to sit at the right hand of Christ. Now that was 5 years ago. But now she has found her seat with Christ at his table. And I've heard that Shirley also had a sharp wit and a dry sense of humor. Just this morning, Alan was telling me that she would often say, you're not going to leave the house dressed like that, are you? Growing up with her as mother, Kevin told me that it was always her way or the highway, and I was on the highway. Also this morning, Chuck McLaughlin was telling me that sometimes Shirley would even bawl him out, like a second mother to him. So she had her way with words. She loved spending time with her family and friends. And I've heard that mother always wanted the family to stay together. And what a lovely sight it was for her to look down from heaven with Jesus and to see the family all together and so many people talking and reminiscing out in the fellowship hall. We had to print off more bulletins. There's so many of you here today, so thank you. She loved her grandkids. She'd do anything for them. And Shirley would often go to lunch with Janice on Thursdays. And Janice told me again and again, Shirley was awesome. I also heard that she never left anyone behind. Kevin and Janice told me that they would go on the weekends to see her in the nursing home each week over the past 7 years because, quote, she would have done the same for us too. And like Shirley used to remind her kids that it was going to be her way or the highway, Jesus Christ boldly proclaimed to God's children, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And on January 27, 2019, Shirley was welcomed into eternity by her Heavenly Father. She is saved by grace through faith in her resurrected Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? He will always be the way, the truth, and the life. So dearly beloved, the friends and family of Shirley Spivey, in this moment, today, to honor Shirley, will you consider faithfully walking with Jesus today like Shirley faithfully walked with Jesus for all of you before in her life? Amen. So at this time, Dean and Lindy are going to sing another of Shirley's favorite hymns, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. And I invite you, as they sing this, to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you so that you can walk closer with Jesus today.
Jesus, keep me from all wrong. us to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea.
Love, we thank you for all with which you have blessed us even to this day, for the gift of joy in days of health and strength, and for the gifts of your abiding presence and promise in days of pain and grief. We praise you, Lord, for home and friends, and for our baptism and place in your church with all who have faithfully lived and died, especially Shirley Spivey. Above all else, we thank you for Jesus, who knew our griefs, who died and rose for our sake, and who lives and prays for us. And as he taught us, so now we pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So now we're going to commend Shirley to the Lord. Eternal God, you have shared with us the life of Shirley Spivey. And before Shirley was ours, she is yours. And for all that Shirley has given us to make us what we are. For that of her which lives and grows in each of us. And for her life that in your love will never end. We give you thanks. As now we offer Shirley back into your arms. Comfort us in our loneliness, strengthen us in our weakness, and give us courage to face the future unafraid. Draw those of us who remain in this life closer to one another. Make us faithful to serve one another, and give us to know that peace and joy, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And at this time, it was Shirley's request that her friend Lindy would sing Amazing Grace a cappella at her funeral.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The Lord has promised good to me. His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. Yea, when this flesh and heart shall fail, and mortal life shall cease, I shall possess within the veil a life of joy and peace. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we'd first begun.
So I leave you with this blessing. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, in Jesus Christ, just like Shirley did, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.